In the Dusk by Frances Ledwidge. Day hangs its light between two dusks. My heart, always beyond the dark, there is the blue. Sometimes we'll leave the dark, myself and you, and revel in the light forevermore. But the deep pain of you is aching smart, and a long calling weighs upon you sore. Day hangs its light between two dusks, and song is there at the beginning and the end. You in the singing dusk, how could you wend the songless way contentment fleetly wings? But in the dark your beauty shall be strong, though only one should listen how it sings.
How the Old Mountains Drip with Sunset by Emily Dickinson. How the old mountains drip with sunset, how the hemlocks burn, how the dunbrake is draped in cinder by the wizard sun, how the old steeples hand the scarlet till the ball is full. Have I the lip of the flamingo that I dare to tell? Then how the fire ebbs like billows, touching all the grass, with a departing sapphire feature as a duchess passed. How a small dusk crawls on the village till the houses blot, and the old flambeau no men carry glimmer on the street. How it is night in nest and kennel, and where was the wood, just a dome of abyss is bowing into solitude. These are the visions flitted Guido, Titian never told. Domenichino dropped his pencil, paralyzed with gold.
Twilight Shadows by Daniel Sheehan. Twilight shadows run to me in dark and splendid hues. They ride the landscape here to where I stand to watch you move. The sun has poured its last warm light, and below horizons gently slips. Its orange darkened orb shudders through its fall beneath the sky. This summer's evening still and ripe, as soft a touch as your damp lips, on which I feast my every limb to slumbered dreams.
Sunset by H.P. Lovecraft. The cloudless day is richer at its close. A golden glory settles on the lea. Soft stealing shadows hint of cool repose to mellowing landscape and to calming sea. And in that nobler, gentler, lovely light, the soul to sweeter, loftier bliss inclines, freed from the noonday glare, the favored sight increasing grace in earth and sky divines. But ere the purest radiance crowns the green, or fairest luster fills the expectant grove, the twilight thickens, and the fleeting scene leaves but a hallowed memory of love.
London Dawn by Ivor Gurney. Dawn comes up on London, and night's undone. Stars are rooted, and street lamps outed. Sodden great clouds begin sail again, like all night anchored galleons to the main, from careful shallows to the far withdrawn wide outer seas of sky. Sleepers above river change their pain. Lockhart's shows lively up Blackfriars Lane. Motors dash by, with mirrors, mails, telegraphs, what not. South shore of Thames on London shows a blot, and first careful coffee stall is withdrawn. Only the poet strolls about at ease, wondering what mortal thing his soul may please, and spitting at the drains, while Paul's as ever is mighty and a king of sky and river, and cares no more, much farther for this one broke child, although a poet born and clever than any spit kid of 7 million must drudge all daylight till his earnings done. A huffier has her red sails just a quiver. Sun's very near now, and the tides are run.
Song on May Morning by John Milton. Now the bright morning star, day's harbinger, comes dancing from the east and leads with her the flowery May, who from her green lap throws the yellow cowslip and the pale primrose. Hail, bounteous May, that doth inspire mirth and youth and warm desire. Woods and groves are of thy dressing, hill and dale doth boast thy blessing. Thus we salute thee with our early song, and welcome thee, and wish thee long.
Dawn Among the Olive Groves by Radcliffe Hall. Along the hills the olives grow, and almonds bloom in early spring, and many are the streams that flow, and countless are the birds that sing. The air is cool with distant snow, and musical with bells that ring. Beneath my feet the road winds down in deepening shadow, far away to where a little peaceful town lies sleeping by the quiet bay. A distant sail, now white, now brown, shows phantom-like against the day, while gradually the eastern skies grow flushed and bright, the late stars flee, and eager clouds appear and rise above the waves expectantly, till lo, before my wondering eyes, the great sun steps from out the sea.
Summer Dawn by William Morris. Pray but one prayer for me twixt thy closed lips. Think but one thought of me up in the stars. The summer night waneth, the morning light slips faint and grey twixt the leaves of the aspen, betwixt the cloud bars that are patiently waiting there for the dawn. Patient and colourless, though heaven's gold waits to float through them along with the sun. Far out in the meadows, above the young corn, the heavy elms wait, and restless and cold the uneasy wind rises. The roses are done. Through the long twilight they pray for the dawn, round the lone house in the midst of the corn. Speak but one word to me over the corn, over the tender bowed locks of the corn.